Dirty laundry on Jackalope Radio. Ooh, slip into my sheets, lover. Saturday's just got wet and dirty with Dirty Laundry, 10 p.m. Central on Jackalope Radio.
There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
So today on Dirty Laundry, because it's pronounced dirty, by the way, Jack. Not dirty, dirty. The three R's emphasise the dirt. Okay. So I'm with Jack Lawrence, and he's multi-talented. You're a former cop, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
A former cop. Porn stud, sex therapist, writer, and what else do you do?
Backyard speed enthusiast, jungle rabbi, short-order Cajun sushi cook, and overall nice guy. But
really?
my true Christian name is jacklawrencexxx.com/joinpage/tipjar. Don't need a password.
Brilliant. So how long have you been doing the porn thing? How long have you been doing that?
8.5 inches. No, 8.5 years. I'm also 8.5 inches, so it's kind of the same thing.
Wow. So in 6 months' time, are you going to be saying 9 inches?
No.
Does it grow half an inch every 6 months?
Oh, that would be great. Although Thomas Lennon said I had a 12-incher on TMZ. And a whole bunch of people joined my website, and then I got a whole bunch of chargebacks because, you know, he spotted me several inches. But at least like from Thomas Lennon, the original Lieutenant Dangle from Reno 911.
Yeah? Yeah. So how long were you a cop for?
3 years.
Okay. And where was that? What county?
All I can say is Northern California.
Right, okay. Well, obviously you're not going to give away the fucking police station or anything, obviously.
No. Nor will I give the phone number to the watch commander. they're not officially, like, they're cops I worked with that have found me on Facebook and whatnot and said, wow, that's really cool, who do you like working with, and just want to know, you know, what it's like.
Yeah.
And then the people that think I disgrace the badge, so overall, like, I gotta keep it on down low.
Fuck them. Well, not fuck them.
Oh. No, you know what, I understand. I mean, you know, it is, yeah, it's a little bit of an ethics thing. It's not the most ethical profession in the world. But neither is porn. No, just kidding.
God, you're full of them, aren't you? A bloody comedian.
Oh, I try. I'm on a roll.
Well, listen, do you want to help some poor sod with their sexual issues?
Yeah, let's help them with their sexual issues.
Okay, Sherelle from Coventry in the UK, she asks, "Hi, my boyfriend has a very big problem. We've been together for 5 months. He's 19 and I'm 17. The problem is that he can't keep his penis erect after he's penetrated. If we start off with foreplay, he'll come in 5 minutes. And if we start having sex before, he can come... Before he has foreplay, he will come in around 2 minutes. The problem is that I'm worried about is that... Oh, God, they don't write properly. I'm reading it as they write it, by the way. Sorry. The problem we are worried about is that after he has come and he gets it back up, he will lose his erection not long after. It's really upsetting him, and I'm curious if you have any advice on preventing this problem as it's also putting him off sex."
Okay, well, the good news is because they're both young, there's obviously lots of time to improve things. Mm-hmm. There are a number of factors that contribute to the erection, and we kind of need more information to find out why it's going down. Specifically, is he out of shape? Is he eating a lot of foods with fat? Fried foods are really bad for it. Cold medications are bad for your erection. But overall, lack of cardiovascular conditioning has a lot to do with that. The issue of coming too quickly is something that's usually overcome with time. Most younger men don't last that long, and older men learn how to contain it. But one suggestion I would have is for him to masturbate and get as close to coming without coming as possible, and then continue to masturbate and get close and back off, close and back off. There are a number of factors that make men come quickly when you're with a woman, and that basically has to do with continuing the species. The only reason that we replicate efficiently is because we do get along in that nature. When a woman orgasms, her cervix will expand and contract and dilate along with the periocostal muscles. And if a man is ejaculating at the same time, that is by far the most likely time to have conception. So having simultaneous orgasms is kind of the pinnacle of our species. It's basically the last little evolutionary step to saying, hey, these people get along well enough to come together, let's give them a kid. Whereas if one party didn't enjoy the other one, why reward them with a kid if they're probably going to stop dating after that night, so to say.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that. But I would have said what you said there about jerking his cock until he's almost coming, stopping, and then carrying on. Because I find a lot of guys that I've fucked, because you probably know that I'm a prostitute. I'm proud of it.
I was too.
I'm proud of it. I do what most girls do for free. But when I fuck younger guys, they do, like you say, they do come quite quickly. And I say to them, when was the last time you had a wank? And they go, I can't remember. You must wank every day. I tell them they must wank every day.
Well, you gotta know, I mean, you truly have an obligation to understand your body before you're gonna share it with someone else. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, you know, women do get very frustrated when a man doesn't last, because when a man has sex with a woman, there's about a 99% chance he's gonna have an orgasm. When a woman has sex with a man, there's about a 30% chance she's gonna have an orgasm.
Yeah.
So they're already entering into sexual relationships with a man not counting on an orgasm, unless they're the type of people that orgasm quite easily. So women have trepidation when they enter into sexual contact with a man. And if a man is exhibiting that he's not lasting, a woman is going to get frustrated. She's going to think, okay, I only have 2 or 3 minutes to come. They're going to try harder. Obviously, they're going to be a little bit more ramped up in excitement trying to get that orgasm before he comes. And that's just going to exacerbate the problem, because he's going to get more excited because she's excited. And then there's also the factor that she may have frustration knowing that she may not get her orgasm, and that's just going to add to all the stress, and it's going to make it harder for her to have an orgasm too.
Yep. It is.
It's not easy being a girl, apparently.
Well, do you know what? I was going to actually ask you this question. Have you ever thought, God, I wish I were a girl for a day? Have you ever thought that? Have you ever thought that it's easier for a girl than a guy?
I'm the only guy to ever win an award for going down on a woman in the history of porn.
No way. Really?
For 27 years, best oral sex scene has been assumed to be a fellatio scene. Okay. And in 2007, I won this little daddy here for best oral sex scene, Jack Lawrence at the Adult Con Awards, and also was nominated for best oral sex scene for the same scene for AVN, which is like our Academy Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm quite good at eating pussy. Can we say that?
Because you fucking can. Because you fucking can. You can say anything.
I got deep rattled. As soon as I pick up this trophy, I think that I'm on a date, and I usually hold this and show it to my date, and usually within a couple of minutes, I have them sprawled out on the bed and showing them why I won the award. So I got a little derailed with that, and I realized that I kind of forgot the original question. All I need is a couple words, and I'll be right back on track.
I asked you if you've ever wondered, if you've ever thought, God, I wish I was a girl for a day.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. But
it's my true best thing that I do in life is going down on a woman. I've always wondered what it feels like because all I have is their reaction, their play-by-play afterward, their breathing, their heart rate, their just the different signals that a woman puts out during sex. And, you know, that's not the same as feeling it. But I'm 44 years old now, so it's been about 20 years. Since I've been 24, I don't really remember the last time I was with a woman who didn't say, how do you know my body more than I know my body? Because these days, women not only do masturbate more often, or more women masturbate than in years past, but more women can admit it.
Yeah.
And which is a great thing, because women should always be able to be very, very free with their sexuality, unless you're on the clock. But, you know, they've admitted, you know, hey, I've been masturbating once or twice a day for, you know, my whole life, and I didn't know my body was capable of XYZ. And men, if they really, really want to be great lovers, really get into the oral sex. That's what women really, really love. Intercourse is great for intimacy and emotional stuff and bonding because you're inside of her. But when it really comes down to it, most women would rather have a super, super skilled cunnilingus than a super, super skilled fucker.
Yes.
And then you could always combine the two. And don't be selfish in bed. If you're coming too soon, hey, you know, your tongue, there's no excuse for your tongue to be tired. I talk a lot, so I have a very developed tongue. But just talk a lot. Build up those tongue muscles. Eat lots of pussy. Always be to bed by 12 and up at 6. That's my old man advice.
Old man advice. Shut up. You're only 44.
I know.
Oh, you
know
what,
by the way, this video is square, and I look like a skinny dude. I'm actually like built. But the camera's rectangular and Skype makes it square.
Oh, I can't see you on video. I can't see you.
Oh, you can't?
No, because I'm not on video, am I? So I... No, I'm not watching.
I'm sending video to you, but I guess you're not seeing it.
Oh, no. So you might be there. You might be there all posing and everything for me.
I wouldn't want to get you too turned on or anything. It does say the connection speed between us is slow.
That's because the video you see, that's another thing. That's another reason why I don't really use webcam much, because it affects the connection.
Oh, okay.
But...
Well, you know what? My image just went away, so I guess the webcam's off. But anyways...
Oh, but you were there all posing and everything! Oh.
Oh,
it makes me giggle. Do you want... What?
The message to guys, make a woman laugh during a date. Don't be serious.
Exactly.
Don't be narcissistic. Just be charming and confident. Women love confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be giving guys tips on getting laid and having better sex, right?
Yeah.
You know what women really like?
What?
A man with boyish charm, sensitivity, humor, and confidence. That tends to be a really good combo.
You know what? You're right. You are dead right. Oh, and someone that can pin them down and fuck them hard once in a while. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Once in
and
a while.
And eat pussy like it's the last meal on the face of the earth.
Yeah. Suck on that fucking pussy. Tongue right in there. And fingers in the ass.
Fingers in the ass. Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh my God, I was so going to say that. Oh my God! Two in the sludge, one in the fudge.
Wait, what did you say? Two in the what?
Two in the sludge, one in the fudge.
Ah. It reminds me of that religious painting where the two people touching fingers. Mm-hmm. When you go up, you just, you hope you don't run into something bad. But guys, you know what? Don't be an idiot. Check through the vagina first. When you get past the inner and outer sphincter muscles, the membrane in between the rectum and the vagina is only about the thickness of a business card.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going up and attacking the G-spot like most guys do, go in, past the outer and inner sphincter muscle, curve your finger back around, and check for debris or whatever's up there. And if the coast seems clear, then you could finger. And if this coast is clear, you could also take that same finger motion and curve away from the G-spot toward the tailbone, and you will actually be able to check deeper than the length of your fingers because you're curving the rectum. You're making what was normally a straight area curve, so you have longer distance, and checking to see if the coast is clear. And you could also go rectally with fingers and aim for the G-spot and massage a girl's G-spot. It's a good trick for anal virgins to understand the joy of anal sex, because you're actually just going after the G-spot and they think it's purely a rectal stimulation. So all the little tricks. I've de-virginized almost every woman's butt that I've dated, so I have a big dick, but and thick. But for some reason, I tend to get the virginities away from these ones.
Well, you know what? I'm going to high-five you that. Like, here we go. Virtual high-five. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that?
Oh, wow. Time delay.
Blame it on Skype.
Yeah.
Do you want another problem?
Let's have another problem.
Okay. This one's a bit silly.
You know what? Remember, they're not problems, they're obstacles, they're challenges. Because problems make people think that there's a problem with them, like something's broken, something's not right. And life is too short to categorize things like that. So let's just call it a challenge.
Okay.
Here's
another challenge then. Woo! Peter from London.
Hi, Peter from London.
He says, as a board security officer in a large office building in London, I was caught on camera pleasuring myself in the early hours looking at a magazine. It was stupid, I know, but I thought that particular camera wasn't working. The result is I'm being blackmailed by the other guards who now have the tape. I could lose my job if the video is shown to my boss, but I need the job as I have to I need the job now. But I have to comply with their wishes, which includes me cleaning their cars and volunteering to do outside security patrols, which nobody wants to do. What should I do? Should I call their bluff or come clean to the boss? Is it really that bad what I did? What do you think?
Well, if you come clean to the boss, you're probably going to get fired anyways, and you've let the horse out of the barn. If you call their bluff, they may or may not divulge it, because now they... I'm not sure about the laws in the UK, but blackmail is a crime.
Yes.
And if he was able to get them to put any of the blackmail demands in writing, then he has proof. And he could send that to himself certified mail and not open it. So he has copy. So, I would either submit to the demands as long as they're not too heinous, or call their bluff. But it really comes down to him knowing them and their working relationship.
Yeah.
But when there's a video camera, and remember, you know, that teddy bear in the corner of the room may not just be a teddy bear, you know, in its eye might be a camera. There are cameras that are in light or electrical outlets.
Yes.
Where
yes.
The prongs go in, that's a camera. There's smoke detectors that are cameras. There's so many hidden cameras. Bottom line is, unless you're at your home, masturbating is, you know, you open the door to stuff like that.
Well,
and especially if there's a camera you thought wasn't working. Come on, brother.
Well,
Peter, tisk, tisk, tisk.
Well, I'm going to say that, and this is just typical of me, I mean, if you knew me, you would know that I was going to say this. If it was me, I would be like, yeah, I'm a dirty little wanker. Of course I fucking was wanking. Of course I was. I was playing up for the fucking camera.
People think of women as never masturbating, and it's such a joyous thing to catch them or hear about it.
Do you know what I used to do?
It's just kind of a, you know, we do that all the time, so.
Do you know what I used to do? I used to live in this house. I mean, I've got bay window. Do you know what a bay window is? Yeah, okay. I used to live in this house with a big bay window, and it had no curtains. Purposely had no curtains. And I would watch porn on the TV and sit on the sofa, lie back with one leg up and one leg down, and I would frig myself off with, you know, with the window there, with people walking by purposely so that they would stare in. Because that's just what I do. I move home a lot.
That's fantastic.
I love it. Oh, do you want to play some music now? We can play anything you want.
I don't know.
It's not ABBA. Do not say ABBA.
No.
Okay.
Anything that's good for you.
I don't know. I always like.
Well, I do have to say, I went to London for Formula One 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
And got to see a lot of Piccadilly Circus and got to go to Abbey Road, which was just really, really cool to walk across the street there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Across the crossing. Zebra Crossing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah, I kind of grew up on the Beatles.
So you want some Beatles?
Let's put some Beatles on.
What Beatles track do you want?
She came in through the bathroom window.
I've never heard of that one.
What?
What? Say what?
It's the second half of Day in the Life.
Yeah, because I really know my Beatles albums, really do. Yeah.
I bet you you'll recognize it as soon as you hear it, though.
You want She Came In Through the Bathroom Window by the Beatles?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to play it now. Well chosen. Do you want to help someone else with their challenge?
Help someone with their challenge.
Or do you want to talk about something completely different? You can talk about anything you like. It's completely uncensored.
Now for something completely different.
Oh my god!
Wait,
that's
not
for something completely. Oh my god! Monty Python.
Can I throw my Monty Python too? All the best entertainment from my youth came from the UK.
Because we're fucking awesome, that's why.
you guys are.
Totally.
Actually, you know what? Can I give a shout out to some of my UK friends in the business?
Yes, you can.
One of my very best friends in the whole wide world, Marcus London, is from UK. He's a porn star. Danny Mountain is another UK porn star. Tony DiSergio, very tight with him. He's a super, super cool guy. And then there've been I've been in over 1,000 movies, so there've been countless British porn stars that I've performed with. But big props to some really cool people in my life.
Yay! Are these on Facebook, by the way? Because I'm gonna totally add them if they are.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I need to get more dirty fuckers. Hey,
did I get a chance to plug my website?
What?
Did I get a chance to plug my website?
Right at the beginning you did, but you can do it as many times as you like. Do you want to do it again? Ooh, do you want to do it again? Do you want to give it a good plug-in?
JackLawrenceXXX.com/joinpage. JackLawrenceXXX.com/joinpage. But they can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace under JackLawrenceXXX.
Sweet.
Do you guys tweet a lot over there?
Tweet?
Yeah.
I do have Twitter, but I hardly use it now.
Really?
Yeah.
How long has it been since you've twatted?
Since I twatted yesterday. I tickled my twat yesterday. No, actually, I tickle my twat all the time. But I didn't Twitter a lot. It kind of like pisses me off, the 140 characters, you know?
Yeah, I'm always at about 144. I always have to start abbreviating and leaving out impressive words.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I want to keep that word in. Oh, what can I delete? What can I delete? And I'm like deleting like really like words that need to be in the sentence to make it make sense. And I'm like, no, fuck it, because I want to keep that word. And then I just go on Facebook. But anyway, no, I was deleted from Facebook for, can you believe it? I was deleted from Facebook for not using my birth name. I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've been known as Magic since I was in the army because my surname is Magellix. So because they couldn't pronounce my surname, they would call me Magic. And I thought, I like that. I fucking like that. I'm using that. So, Facebook kicked me off for not using my real name. And there's no fucking way in hell I'm using my real name. There's only one Joanne Magellix, and that's me on Facebook. I don't want people stalking me from, like, ever ago, you know? Crazy. So, anyway, so I need to add more people on Facebook. Definitely.
Let's have another challenge.
You want another challenge? Okay.
I'm challenging.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I was born ready.
You were born ready and with a hard on. Rachel. Okay. Rachel from Manchester says, I'm 16 years old and I've been going out with my gorgeous boyfriend for 4 months. And we get on really well. I lost my virginity to him last month. But he has already had 4 previous girlfriends who he slept with. We go to a lot of parties, and at one he said that he really fancies my best mate. I was really jealous at first, and we had a big argument. He said that it was just lust, not love, and that if he had sex with her, he probably wouldn't fancy her anymore. What? What a cunt! I really don't want to lose him. So I asked my best friend if she would have sex with him, and she said yes, bitch. My boyfriend wants me to be there and join in. He said that this way he can show me that he loves me and only fancies her. I still feel very jealous and unsure. Am I being immature? Oh my god.
He's being very, very manipulative. If you break it down to the key essence, he's trying to prove that he loves her by having sex with somebody else. Not gonna work, especially at that age. If you're not into the relationship you're in at that young age, enough to stay monogamous, then maybe he should be single. And it just seems very manipulative. Now, if she was bisexual or wanted to be with another man and they were swingers, that's an entirely different story. But you know, your young years are very, very precious. Mm. And I think at that point you deserve to be with somebody who's going to be monogamous. You know, if the relationship doesn't work out and you move on, That's one thing. But if he's adamant about straying, then might be time to cut the guy loose.
Well,
because the logic just doesn't make sense.
No.
That he won't fancy her anymore after he has sex with her. He just wants a... sounds like he just wants a hall pass.
Yeah, exactly. And
you would need to say thing.
What?
You would think he'd wanna, you know, have something deeper than what he's proposing.
But he's 16.
Yeah, but
so he's not thinking with his head, is he? Well, he is, but not that head.
Smaller one. Yeah.
Well,
difficult situation, but you know what? Another thing, go with your heart.
I was just going to say that now, for the last few years...
Life is too short to have remorse and regrets, and don't do anything that you just don't deep down feel right about.
Yeah.
If your mind is saying, hey, I really don't want to do this, but I really love him and I got to do it just to make him happy, then discretion is the better part of valor.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be something you don't want to do. Because you get the rest of your life to look back and wish you hadn't done that.
Yes.
The guy's a manipulator.
He is.
He's a straight up gangster pimp.
Motherfucking pimp, yeah.
But he's a manipulator, and speaking as somewhat of a father figure, not a teammate of the guy trying to wish him luck with his successions.
Well, now I'm older, I can say that I'm totally into... I love watching the guy that I'm into fuck someone else. I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's... Yeah. I love watching him get pleasure. And that's what I love, just watching people get pleasure. Which is why I love orgies so much. Why I love gangbangs so much. Because it's like, wow, everybody's getting so much pleasure.
A lot of people... I've been a swinger for about 20... over 20 years now. And I've had people, while I was in a relationship, saying, you don't love your wife, you don't love your girlfriend, how could you be a swinger? And I explained to them, hey, it's in our human nature to want to be with other people. And if you do it with each other's consent and blessing, and it's fun and exciting for you, you're sharing body parts, you're not sharing their heart.
Yes.
And another good thing about swinging is if you're walking through the mall with your girl and you see a hot guy and you say, hey, I think you should fuck that guy. Well, you know what? Whether she said it or not, whether you're monogamous or not, or you're swingers or not, as she walks by that hot guy, she may be thinking about, oh, I wish I could fuck him.
Yeah.
When you have the blessing of your mate, then there's no jealousy issues. Now, if you weren't swingers and you caught her seeing this, you know, looking at this hot guy, you'd be jealous, of course. Jealousy is a very carcinogenic, painful, it's one of the worst of all emotions. The more you love somebody, the more jealousy hurts.
Yeah.
But when you're swingers, you just say, yeah, go ahead and fuck the guy. I hope he fucks you good.
Yeah.
And then after she fucks him, you fuck her better. That's kind of your job as a swinger. It's kind of a tit-for-tat thing. I would never recommend it for people who don't want to do it. But all I can say is when you are in a swinging relationship, you virtually eliminate jealousy as long as everybody plays by the rules and realizes that, hey, you're fucking her, not dating her, and you're not going to go after a relationship. It's just sex. And if you can eliminate jealousy from a relationship, you have so much stronger and fulfilling relationship. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I used to be, like, when I was with my son's dad, he was always constantly cheating on me. But he was my first ever boyfriend. So, you know, I didn't know any better. I did not know there's a big wide world of cock out there. I didn't know. So, anyway, since I split up from him, I've been like, woo! You know, way. I love it. I fucking love sharing people. I love abusing sluts with a guy. I love it. Sluts who are there to be abused. Oh, love it. Should we move on to another challenge? Should we move on to another challenge?
Yeah, let's go to another challenge.
Mindy 17 from Burlington in Canada says, my boyfriend didn't have a condom on when we had anal sex and he came in my ass. Can I get pregnant? Also, it leaked out a little bit, but I don't know if it got near my vagina.
Okay, well, remember the physics here. You're talking about 6 million sperm, most of which are excellent swimmers, most of which have a goal, is to get to that egg and fertilize it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always an outside chance. I wouldn't really sweat it. It also depends on what position you're in. If you're in doggy style, gravity is going to take it if it's leaking out from your rectum toward your vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And once it hits the wetness and mucous membrane, yes, it is possible. It's a lot. If picture 5 cc's of semen, and you have 6 million little sperm in there.
Yeah.
You get an idea of how small sperm is and how far they have to swim, but there's about, I think it's up to 4 or 5 days that they can survive and make that trip. So, unprotected anal sex is very, very high risk anyways. So, for HIV and whatnot.
It is.
Because your vagina, it should be lubricated at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And if a woman gets dry, she either has a physiological issue with dryness, and some women during menopause get dry, and or there could be a psychological issue, like she's not turned on anymore, and at that point go down on her again. But vaginal sex is almost always completely lubricated, whereas rectal sex, there's very little lubrication, and there could be little fissures, whether or not you see blood or not, there's still tiny, tiny fissures being created, and internal bleeding, and semen is the same pathogen as blood when it comes to transferring HIV.
Mm-hmm.
So unprotected anal sex, especially with ejaculation, is probably the most risky sex act there is.
Yes.
So it's a bad, at that age, that's a bad habit to get into.
It is.
So condoms, make them wear condoms. Plus they'll usually last longer when they're wearing a condom.
That's
another piece of advice for the first challenge we had with the guy coming too soon.
Wear a condom.
Hopefully he's wearing a condom. Just because in porn we don't wear condoms doesn't mean we're not tested every 30 days. PCR DNA test. It's a $400 test that we pay $130 for out of our own pocket every month.
Yeah.
We're all tested. And people are watching the fantasy of porn and they don't realize how dangerous it is to have unprotected sex out there.
I know. Do you want another challenge or do you want some...
Let's go for another challenge.
Yeah, okay. Vicky from Newquay in the UK says, please help me. I feel desperately unattractive. I'm 19 and I've never had any male attention. Boys just don't seem to fancy me. I've tried everything, flirting, wearing short skirts, sexy tops, lots of makeup and approaching men in bars, but nothing seems to work. I don't think I'm ugly. I have a nice figure and a decent face. What's wrong with me? Or what do you go for in a girl?
That's a difficult one. Well, first of all, the bar thing, me personally, I've never been into the bar thing at all.
No, me neither.
I don't sense any sort of conquest if I bring a drunk woman home. I've only had sex with about 2 drunk people in my life. And I didn't enjoy it.
Mm.
And maybe she should take up a hobby and find somebody in her hobby. Or she might just be trying too hard. How old did she say she was?
19.
That's a difficult one to answer. Maybe she should come to Los Angeles and pay Jack Lawrence a visit.
Maybe she should.
Let's set her up on a date. Let's have the show sponsor it.
Let's do it.
Send her a first pass ticket to LAX, and we'll have her picked up in a limo, and I will cook her dinner, and we'll get the show on the road.
And fuck her face.
I don't fuck
her face.
You know what's amazing? My least favorite sexual activity is receiving a blowjob. And
really?
If you asked 100 guys on the street, probably 99 of them would have said the opposite. But I'd rather give pleasure than receive. I tend to get more from giving. That's just how I'm wired.
And you
but
know
then again,
what?
Guys, I get paid to have sex with beautiful women, so being selfish doesn't really pay off, does it?
No, you see, I'm the same. I get off on giving other people pleasure, which is why I said about the swinging thing, because I get off on the fact of watching other people get pleasure or giving other people pleasure. Me, I'm just like, whatever, you know? I mean, yeah, fucking hell, yeah, I love it when I'm with the right person, but I have to click. For me to actually really enjoy sex, I've got to click with them mentally as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be up there before it's down there, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a good phrase, that, actually. Up there before down there. Yay! Owning that one, that's mine, I'm owning it. I'm going to play another track now. I've been listening to Stereophonics a lot lately. Do you know Stereophonics?
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, do you have a favourite track?
You know what, I don't know the names, but I definitely know the tunes.
Okay, what about Dakota or The Bartender and the Thief? You know, The Bartender
Dakota.
And the Thief Dakota. Were... Dakota? You want Dakota?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to play Stereophonics. That was my Welsh there. My Welsh, did you like that? My Welsh accent. Stereophonics and Dakota.
Second. now. So take a look at me 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 now.
Ah, oh, I fucking love Stereophonics. Oh, are we going to do another challenge now? Or do you want to promote your website again?
Let's do a challenge.
Do another challenge. Paul from Birmingham in the UK says, I'm a 16-year-old male who recently met a girl. I've never been in a sexual relationship before and I'm scared that I won't give her enough pleasure. How can I make sure she enjoys it? Please help.
Go down on her for as long as possible.
That it?
Nobody's expected to be great at 16 years old, and procrastinating isn't going to make you a better lover. It's better to give it your best try and kind of address whatever issues come up.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? He might be the next Jack Lawrence. You know,
might be.
Just get out there and do it.
Yeah, but it's
caring. But caring about her pleasure and being concerned that you won't be good enough, that's actually a healthy thing. That's a good step because it shows that he does care. And if you're a caring lover, you're going to end up being a skilled lover and a demanded lover, and you have a lot of sex.
Mm.
It's the guys who wouldn't care at all who are the bad lovers, and they end up growing up having unfulfilling sex lives.
Do you want to do one more problem? Challenge.
I want two more challenges.
What did I do? Okay, this one's from Makrani, who's 34 years old, from India. Please can you tell me how to widen my pussy? My boyfriend complains it's too small. I feel very much pain during intercourse. Have you ever been in a pussy that's too tight? Have you ever complained?
I'm 6 1/4 inches in girth. If you wrap an American dollar bill around it, the edges don't touch. Yeah, I'm very girthy. I'm very, very, very familiar with this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not problem, but this challenge. But typically, the more foreplay you do, the more open a woman's going to become. She could give birth to an 8-pound baby because of the hormones that are released during pregnancy that allow the cervix mostly to be able to dilate and the vagina to be able to pass a baby.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be more foreplay and let's get some of those hormones released that will allow her. I mean, a vagina is only 2.5 inches long when a woman isn't excited and goes to, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 inches when you're having intercourse. So let's just work on that foreplay a little bit more.
Exactly, because lots of guys say to me that I'm really tight, and I'm like, oh, proud of that. And I'm proud of that one. And but I always beg to be fisted. I'm like, just fucking fist me. And they're like, no, it's too small. I can't. Like, you fucking can't.
So,
like,
have you been fisted before?
Fucking yeah, I love it. I insist upon it.
That's awesome. I like the knuckles on the G spot thing.
Oh, stop it.
You twist it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do know you're getting me all wet.
What's that?
You do know you're getting me all wet.
That's good. When's the next time you're in the US?
Actually, pretty soon. My son is going to Brisbane in Australia to finish his education for the next 4 or 5 years. And as soon as I've dropped him off in Brisbane, I'm heading back to LA. Which is going to be in a couple of months. Month, 2 months, max. So, yeah. And this house is being sold, so...
You're going to have to visit the Jack Lawrence.
I'm going to have to what? What? What did you say?
I said you're going to have to visit the Jack Lawrence.
I will have to visit.
Spoken in the third person.
Yes. Is that Jack Lawrence from, what was it, www.jacklawrencexxx?
Jack Lawrence,
Yeah.
Forward slash join page.
That same one. Oh my god, yeah, that's totally.
The backyard speed enthusiast, jungle rabbi, short order occasion, sushi chef, and overall nice guy.
Yeah, and a funny fucker too. Not that I'm implying that when you have sex, it's funny.
You know what, guys? You can laugh during sex. It doesn't have to be this serious thing. You
I
can
know.
Have fun with it. It's all
I
about
know. It's funny.
Fun and not taking yourself too seriously, and just relax and enjoy it.
Exactly.
But just be super, super attentive to your lover. I mean, guys always complain, oh, it's so hard to get laid. It's not hard for Jack Lawrence to get laid because everybody knows that I'm attentive. And if you're an attentive lover, word is going to get about and women are going to start coming to you. I have no shortage of women coming in the door.
Hmm.
I don't have to go out and hunt for sex because I have a reputation as being a giving lover. And you're going to have more pleasure and a lot more action by being that way.
Yeah.
Take some advice. And also go to breakingintoporn.com. Check out my 4-DVD, 8.5-hour instructional that tells you exactly how to become a porn star. It gives you tons and tons and tons of tips. I mean, even if you don't want to be a porn star, it gives you tons of tips on taking anal virginities, just sex in general, how to last longer, how to figure a pop shot, all the secrets, probably from the first 500 or 600 movies I did. Every mistake I made in that first 500 or 600 movies I talk about, and give you the tools to perform the task.
Do you know what? I'm totally going to recommend that, because some guys message me and they talk about, because they know that I'm friends with porn stars, because that just happens to be the people that I meet, you know? And they're all like, oh, how do I get into it? And because they know that I fuck for money, they assume that but the reason I've not got into porn, even though I do make private videos, the reason I've not got into it is because of my son. He's only 14, and he has enough problems with his mates calling me MILF as it is. So I'm waiting for him to go to Australia for me to, you know, do what I want to do, kind of thing.
So are you going to do some videos?
Yeah, I love fucking on camera. Fucking love it.
Oh.
But
well,
I sell it privately. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Anyway, we're gonna say bye-bye now to everyone and thank them for listening, aren't we? Yes.
We are.
So, thank you for listening, everyone. I've been Joe, and...
All right, everybody. This is Jack Lawrence. I'm signing off. Have a great day, and check out breakingintoporn.com. It teaches you everything you need to know to be a better lover, better porn star, and best wishes to everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yay!